remind everyone not to miss Sunday school this coming Sunday. Sunday school at 10 a.m. Sunday school is important.
Yes, sir, it is.
It's very important. Now, I know that we have more coming for the Sunday services than we do Sunday school. Those that have been missing Sunday school have been missing something special. If you can make it, let's come to Sunday school. Praise God. Whoo, the place emptied out. Did I scare them that bad? Don't forget the Sunday evening services at 6 p.m. this Sunday. All right, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. If any man be in Christ, all right. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Behold, old things are passed away. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You may be seated. Before we continue, there is an amendment to the workday. It's 9 a.m., not 10 a.m. I was just informed of that. A new creature. I'm going to try to redeem the time here. I won't keep you long, I promise you that. We're not going to preach for an hour, as we've been known to do before. And we're going to redeem the time. But I want to talk to you about the creature feature. The creature feature. Y'all remember, I don't know, y'all don't remember that. You didn't have that when you were young. When I was a little kid, we had a television in the house. I'm sorry. I don't really need to apologize for it because I didn't know any better. But I'm going to tell you what. We had a television in our house, and on Saturday night, I waited all week for the creature feature to come on. Now, the creature feature was a show that was designed to scare you spitless. You were supposed to get scared and lay awake after that all night long. And when the trees caught the moonlight as it's coming in, the shadows got on your floor in your bedroom, it was supposed to scare you because you just knew there was some monster out there. And every little creak in the house and groan and everything. See, we had a big old two-story house. And it was old. I mean, it was old. Had a great big furnace downstairs in the basement that you chunk coal or wood in. And it was supposed to heat the house, which it didn't do a very good job. But it could sure make some noise. And after the creature feature was on, there was nothing like that scary old furnace. I'm going to tell you what. That creature feature was designed to scare you and keep you from sleeping. And it worked. It did that. The creature feature. Man, you just knew there was things under your bed other than your shoes. Normally, you would jump under bed to hide from the things bumping against the window or the side of the house. But no, not that night you wouldn't. Not on Saturday night. Not after the creature feature, because you knew there were monsters under your bed. And you wouldn't get there. You wouldn't go there. I'm talking about the creature feature. Ooh, it was some scary show. Man, they had the Outer Limits. They had the Twilight Zone, but nothing could top the creature feature. You waited all week to be scared to death. Boy, it was worth it, wasn't it? Ooh, man, it scared you. I'm going to talk tonight, about a creature feature. How we are new creatures. Oh, man. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You know what's the first thing a new Christian wants to do? What'd you want to do when you first became a new Christian? Oh, man, you want to tell everybody, didn't you? Ooh, you went and shouted it from the rooftop. You told people in the grocery store. You told people at the laundromat. You told people on the sidewalk. You told people at school. You told people everywhere you went. Everybody you met, you want to tell them about it. Not everybody wanted to hear about it, did they? Some of them didn't want to know about it. They didn't even, man, they thought you were crazy. Some of them thought you were insane, had lost your taken leave of your senses even. But you know what? It didn't dampen your spirit or your enthusiasm, did it? Because you were a new creature. And you wanted to tell everybody about being this new creature, about this that was within you. And man, you started wearing things. You started wearing things like maybe a cross. Or maybe a medallion that says, I love Jesus. Man, I don't know about y'all, but see, I did this in the 60s. I can't apologize for the 60s. I'm sorry, they happened. They really did. They were there. And in the 60s, Pat Boone, did y'all know who Pat Boone is? Pat Boone got a hold of some of it. Yeah, he did. And when he got so excited, he just opened up his house and started having church in his house. Started baptizing people in the swimming pool. Oh, yeah, he did. Pat Boone got excited about it. He was a new creature. And there was a fella named Arthur Blessed. Anybody know who Arthur Blessed was? Am I the only person in this place knows who Arthur Blessed was? Ooh. Arthur Blessed. He's the one that did a walk with the cross. Some people call it the walk across America. But Arthur Blessed built him a great, big, heavy cross and put some wheels on it. Back in the 60s. Again, the 60s. They really happened, people. Some of these young folks don't believe it. They really did happen. I was there. I'm going to tell you, the 60s was a real thing. Arthur Blessed built him a cross and started walking across America with it. Man, he was so proud to be a new creature, he wanted everyone to know. He wore a medallion, and they made some smiley faces that said, smile if you love Jesus. They put bumper stickers on the car, right on the bumper, and said, honk if you love Jesus. Man, I tell you what, folks, you go out, buy a brand new car and put this bumper sticker on there. Honk if you love Jesus. Year or two later, they'd sell the car. They didn't take that bumper sticker out. Hey, y'all, you going down the road, you drive down the street, and you say, honk, if you love it, you go, honk, honk, honk. And people start, well, they tell you things that you hadn't heard before. They don't have any clue what you're honking at them for. I had, some time ago, I used to, my wife and I, we owned a Harley. We used to ride a lot. And on my vest, I had a patch right up here on the upper left that said, heaven bound, ask for directions. Patch wasn't all that big. It was just a small patch. Heaven bound, ask for directions. Well, we were out riding one day. We got hungry. We stopped up in Rowlett. Found us a place to get something to eat, one of them corral places, you know. Goldfish corral, catfish corral, I don't know. One of them corral places, you know, gold something corral. That's it, that's the one. We stopped there, don't you know. And I was over there getting something to eat. My wife was at the table, and I went to the dessert bar. You know, I couldn't pass that part by. Had to be at the dessert bar. And I'm over there just filling my plate up. And this fella come up beside me, and he looked at me, and I'm wearing my vest, don't you know. He said, heaven bound, ask for directions. He said, I'm asking. I looked at him kind of funny, and I moved over a little bit. Got me some more of these. He moved over beside me like this. I'm asking. I looked at him kind of funny. Okie doke. I got me some more. Said, I'm asking. Okay, buddy. Have a good day. And I went and sat down. And ate my food. And do you know, it was some time before I realized what that guy was talking about. He wanted no directions to heaven. I advertised it. And sometimes that's what we do as new Christians. We advertise stuff that we can't give. Do you know if you carry a violin case, somebody's going to ask you to open the door? Sooner or later, somebody's going to ask you to open up that violin case. And if there's no violin in it, they're going to be disappointed. But if there is a violin in it, they're going to ask you to play a tune. Ooh, can you play it? Man, can you answer it? Are you paying attention when the world's looking? Are you paying attention when they're talking to you? I'm a new creature. I'm a brand new creature. Jesus said, whosoever therefore shall confess me before the Father, I will confess him before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me, I'm sorry, Jesus said, whoever therefore shall confess me before men, I will confess them before the Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, I will deny them before the Father which is in heaven. That's what Jesus said. I'm going to tell you what, that patch, the bumper sticker, the medallion, the walk with the cross, that's not confession. That's not what confessing God is all about. That's not what confessing God before men is all about. Pat Boone did a good thing opening his house to worship. And he, and like I said, dunking people in the swimming pool. I don't know if they still had chlorine in it. But that's all right. It was water and they meant right. They meant to do the good things. But I'm going to tell you. Sometimes when we become a new creature, we don't change overnight, do we? You can walk up on the hill behind this church and you see all them trees up there. You can find a leaf on one of them trees that is dead. This is springtime. Things are coming alive. But there's still a few dead leaves up there. They didn't die this week. They died back in November, October, and they still haven't fallen away. Sometimes it takes a little time for things to fall away, doesn't it? We're still a new creature. If we're in Christ, we're still a new creature. Amen? Now, we can declare our Christianity through all the bumper stickers we want to, but it doesn't. That's not how we confess Christ before men. That's just not how we do it. How do we do it then? There was a guy that I knew worked at a car dealership and he had the owner's son wash his car. Man, did he have some pretty car. Every Friday that boy would wash that car. And he'd say, what do you want me to do with it now after it's clean? Oh, it's shined up and pretty. He said, put it out front. Put it out there where people can see it. Put it right out front. That's what he wanted to do. Man, we got to put it out front where people can see it. But, you know, that's not really declaring Christ. What is declaring Christ? Our life? Is it what we do with our lives? It, you know, confessing Christ. We do that in everything we do. Every word we say. And you got to understand now, I'm not trying to lay a guilt trip on anybody. I'm not trying to tell you that you're doing wrong or this one's doing wrong or it's wrong to do this or that. What I'm telling you is our very life is what confesses Christ. How we act, what we say about one another. Don't say it, Brother Fry. What we say about people around us. You know, we don't have to say something about the person and have them be there. If we say something about a person to someone else, they already know. We don't have a whole lot of Christ out front, do we? We go around talking about people and gossiping. Ooh, Lord, forgive me, Jesus. Forgive me, Jesus. And be quiet, Brother Fry. Go on with this. Paul said, ye are our epistle, known and read of all men. The Apostle Paul said that. If we are in Christ, if we are a new creature, we're known and read of all men. Therefore, we confess Christ by our very life, by putting off the old man and putting on the new. Can we do that? Can we put off the old and put on the new? Can we actually do that? I believe we can. I believe that the scriptures say we can. I'm gonna read the scripture to you. If I can find it. I know it's in here. It was hiding from me a while ago. There it is. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22, it says, that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness, wherefore putting away... Whoa, stop. Let's don't go any further. I'm going to tell you what, that's some tough stuff in this chapter. Brother Fry, I started reading some of this, and you wouldn't think that applied to me, would you? Whoa, let me read some of it. You'll know it applies to me. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Now listen, be ye angry and sin. Now, how many of us have been angry without sinning? Oh, man, I'm going to tell you what. You want to get angry driving Dallas every day. Woo, thank you, Jesus. You talk about hanging on to your victory. That's a tough job. I drive in Dallas multiple times every day. And sometimes I am just completely convinced. I was up there yesterday. They had this tornado throwing trailers around hundreds of feet in the air. I pulled up on Interstate 20 and found out what a mess I was in. Couldn't get out. Couldn't go this way. Couldn't go that way. The trailers had already been falling back to the ground. I missed that part of it. But I saw two more tornadoes, and I couldn't go nowhere to get away from them. I looked in my mirror. There's one coming up 45, running across 20, and heading for 30. I said, oh, Lord. Somebody started hollering about, look in the mirror. Look out. You got to find cover. Well, where was we going to go? For 3 miles, the interstate was a dead stop. All four lanes, they wouldn't let you get off if you were near an exit. Cops keeping you from getting off. They guarding the exit. TV cameras all around. I'm like, what else could you do? You couldn't get away? Man. Some people said, ooh, this is the scariest it's ever been for me. I ain't never been anything. I wasn't scared. Like the fella said, where are we going to go? Might as well just ride it out. You can't get away from it. If it comes, it comes. Why get scared? Thank the Lord you got to see it. You're not everybody gets to see something like that. You know, man, well, one lady took a picture. There were four tornadoes hit all at once. Four pictures. Do you know that last Saturday, you think I'm changing the subject? Last Saturday in Pueblo, Colorado, this little old lady got off of work. She's driving her car home. Man, the water is deep, and she goes across this. And there's already people got stuck there, and they're wading on out of the water. Some of them swimming out. Her car got stuck, washed off this little piece of road, and in 10 feet of water, she couldn't swim. All her windows is up. She called her brother. She got a cell phone. Hey, you know, I don't know where her brother was, but he did show up before the car finally sank. Here's this lady got, and do you know some preacher, poor fella, like drowned. This, well, I'll tell you that in a minute. When she, well, Lord. She's in the car. People couldn't get her out. The windows are up. A guy come up, that's the preacher. He come up, start beating on the window with a stick, and couldn't get the window broke. The weakest window is the back window. He tried to break that back window. It would not break. It was the only window showing by then. So he's on top of the car. It's in 10 feet of water. He's on top of the car. I guess he's helping it sink. Two more people climb up on the car. They're trying to reach in there and they're finding all the windows up. Then another guy comes along. Don't know where he came from. But he showed up, and they all know who he is. And they knew later. He is a real, live human being. He reaches in the window. Oh, reaches in the window, and she feels his hand. He feels her hands on both hands on his arm, and he pulls her out. The car sunk. Had already sunk by then. It settled in 10 feet of water. He reached in and pulled her out. And, of course, that's when she almost drowned the preacher. She climbed on top of him, and that's when he found out she couldn't swim. You ever try to help somebody, keep somebody from drowning? I tried that once. Now, when I drown and I start swimming and praying for them. I mean, I'm going this way. And I'm praying for them. Lord, teach them to swim. Because I'm getting out of here. I like to drown one. Well, this woman liked to drown this fella. It's all over. They get her out, and everybody's celebrating. They're all happy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They got a tow truck, and they winched the car out. They hooked on and winched it out, and they brought it up out of the water. Not a single window was down. All four windows were up. They were electric windows. How did that man reach into a window and drag her out a window that could not be rolled down? God was there, wasn't he? Was he there? Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Ooh. Be angry and sin not, neither give place to the devil. Don't. And you know what? The scripture also says, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. You ever get mad at people? I'm going to tell you, you talk about getting mad at somebody. I won't keep you much longer here. I was driving in Dallas. It's been about 2 weeks now. I drive there every day. And I was driving up there. And I drive the places I always drive. And I know which lane's going to quit and which one's going to keep going and which one people are going to get crazy in, because I know which one they're trying to go from this lane to three lanes over. And that lane from over here. I know those things. So I'm being careful. Driving slow. I'm the one everybody's got to pass. You know, that slow guy up front, that truck that's going real slow, that's me. I'm driving that. I'm the one you're getting mad at because I'm holding up traffic. That's all right, go around me. Well, this lady was trying to go around me, don't you know? Look, God forgive her. She ran out of lane. She didn't have to do but one of two things. All she had to do was brake on it or gas on it. Either one would have fixed the situation. But no, she wanted me to brake on, come to a stop, because she started slowing down right beside me. I guess she thought I was going to step on my brake. She did not know Brother Fry, did she? Woo, she started meeting the concrete. I mean, it started scraping. Sparks were flying. And then there was a piece of one of them things was stuck out where somebody had hit it before. Run out of lane. And she come to a dead stop. Bang! Ooh, crumpled the fender. She come to stop. Well, this now I got to stop. You know, it's ladies in the wall. Another hand was with me. We stop. Stop both trucks. We get out. Look. I see this lady over here beating on her steering wheel. She like tear it out of the car. Fender all crumpled up, and she's mad. Oh, she is so mad now. This woman is carrying on. Her mouth going like this just as fast as it can go. She's beating up on that steering wheel. I said, Ed, I'm not going over there. He said, we got to see if she's hurt. I said, she can't be hurt beating up that steering wheel that bad. I ain't going there because I'm going to get beat up. I got back in my truck and I drove off. That's what I did. Sometimes discretion is the better part of valor, isn't it? Sometimes. I got up out of there. That woman, man, she was mad. But you know, every time I drive up there, it seems to me, about 80% of the people got up that morning, opened that bottle of stupid pills and swallowed them. Lord, forgive them. No, 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 I shouldn't say that. It's not so. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor working with his hands, the thing which is good that he may have to give to him that needeth. Oh, and I don't think we want to read this. Have I told anybody where this was at? Oh, no. Oh, I'm afraid she's liable to show verse 29. If I read that, y'all have me then. Listen to this. Verse 29. Put that up there, sister. Oh, my goodness. I got to go there. Y'all forgive me, will you? Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. But that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Do you know when you want to hear something good, you want to get around somebody that's going to tell you something, or somebody that you know has good conversation all the time. I apologize to y'all. Sometimes I get carried away, and I don't mean to. That's right. But you know, sometimes my conversation isn't the best. Sometimes I make light of things that I hadn't ought to make light of. And I don't mean to do that. That corrupt communication can be just about anything. It's not talking about filthiness of speech. It's talking about corrupt communication. Things that don't edify. Oh, and you know, when I start saying something I don't need to say, you know what Sister Grissom does? You ever watch her when I'm around? She got one of these. I'm going to tell you what. I'm glad she's not here tonight. I can talk about her. Praise God. No, she keep me straight now. Ooh, I went back there the other Sunday morning. Well, last Sunday, I was somewhere else. Sunday before that, Sister Grissom was sitting there. And I started walking. I hadn't even said nothing yet. And she did that. I'm like, what? She knew I was fixing to. But you know, it's a good thing. It's a good thing because sometimes we need to help one another. Had a brother the other day. I said something that I shouldn't have said. And it wasn't a bad thing. It wasn't funny to anyone except me, I guess, but I shouldn't have said it, I guess, because that brother was offended. And man, I'm going to tell you what, ain't nothing breaks my heart worse than when I offend one of you. I don't want to offend you. I want to do what's right. I want to speak what's right. Oh, I want to speak things that edify. Don't you know that? I know y'all do. You want to speak things that edify, don't you? Because why? We're new creatures, aren't we? Aren't we new creatures? Oh, yes, we're new creatures. You know what? I'm going to leave off some of this because, man, I read too much of this. I'm going to have to get down here and repent right now. But we're going to go to something else so I can get close here. I'm trying to, like I said, I'm trying to redeem the time. We're going through this a little quicker than we meant to. Galatians 3:27. I want to know how I can be a new creature because sometimes I don't feel like a new creature. You know, I have prayed that very prayer. I said, Lord, if I'm a new creature, why do I still do the same old things over and over and over? Why do sometimes I say the wrong things? Lord, I'm a new creature. If I'm a new creature, make me feel like a new creature. And you know what? He does. Sometimes not for long because the old Jim wants to rise right up. You know, he does. We want to rise up and take over every time. Oh, I was reading something the other day. It said, You brought it to me and wanted me to fix it. It's God talking to the person. He said, you brought it to me and wanted me to fix your broken problems. You wanted me to fix them all. And you said, wondered why it was taking me so long. And you said, well, I just can't stand it. You're taking way too long, God. And you took them back. I couldn't fix them, child, because you never let go. Do you know sometimes we don't ever let go? Ooh, bring it here, Jesus, take this. Oh, cleanse me of this. Take this from my heart. Oh, and never let go of it. Is anyone here? No, you better not raise your hand now. Is anyone here guilty of that? Oh, yeah. I told you don't raise your hand. We don't want to tell on ourselves. Galatians 3:27 says, for as many of you that have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. As many of you that have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Yes! I put on Christ. Do you know, I got to tell you, I'm going to confess. Brother Grissom knew about it, so I can confess it to y'all. This past Sunday, I was in a place. And people would say they don't believe quite like we do. Oh, and I got to preach to them. And it's not the first time I preached there. And you know, you can really see the results. For over the years, things have changed there. And you know, I got to preach in a place called Creechville Road Baptist Church. All but one person in that place is baptized in Jesus' name. And there is one person in that place that has the Holy Ghost with evidence speaking in other tongues. There's others that have been seeking it. And they understand it. And they believe it. And do you know we were worshiping God and men, we were having church last Sunday. Because they've been baptized into Christ. And so many of them have put on Christ. They're not ashamed of it anymore. You know? And when you put on Christ, you're not ashamed of it. And your life starts to change. It doesn't change overnight, now does it? It starts to change. But you become a new creature. Now that's the creature feature we're talking about tonight. We're talking about the feature of the creature. Come on. Ooh, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. A new creature. Sometimes I feel like I'm not this new creature, and I'll get to wondering, Lord, how is it? And then I'm reminded, you put on Christ, Brother Fry. You put on Christ. You've been baptized in Christ. And Christ is way different than the way you used to be. I am a new creature. Let's stand. Let's all stand. Praise God. I know that everybody here tonight either is a new creature in Christ or wants to be. And I don't have any fear or favor. I just believe that everyone here has a desire to know Him as He is. Do you know being known of Christ is a wonderful thing? It's a special thing. But to know Him the way He wants you to know Him, God, it's a new creature. When you put on Christ, it's a whole new thing. And I want to offer everyone a chance tonight. Everyone. That if even though you put on Christ and you are a new creature and sometimes you don't feel like it, you can find Him right here tonight and He can change that very situation right now. He's done it for me. I know He can do it for you. And you know, you know what? I no longer have to worry about Sister Grissom giving me that eye. You know, I'm going to tell you what, that eye works. I'll straighten right up because I know I'm a new creature. I put on Christ. I've been baptized into Christ. I put on Christ. So if anybody here tonight either wants to put on Christ or has put on Christ and wants to know for sure that they're a new creature, these altars are open. Let's sing that.
I have been